You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
Só chuva, você sonhava. Com só chuva, você sonhava. Sol e chuva, você sonhava. Com sol e chuva, você sonhava.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? Thank you for checking out another episode of The Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network.
Yes, sir.
It's your man Chris, one half of the brothers Layman.
And it's Casey. What's up, fam?
Everybody doing good out there, despite what continues to go on.
Yes. You know. And we haven't had a chance to dig in, but that's what this weekend is all about. Should we even tell them? Nah, we shouldn't even say anything.
No, we're going to get together, so we're talking about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of topics on the table.
And then with everything that happened now with over in France.
Yeah.
It's like 2016 is, it's been rough.
The year that keeps on giving.
But thank you all for tuning in. This episode is continuing from last week where we seemed like the conversation just revolved around kids. That was all the incidents that went down at Cincinnati Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on this one, we kind of lean into, well, Tash changes the subject. Want to speak on Riley Curry.
Right.
But that gets into, you know, how we do, gets into another conversation. Power of celebrity, legacy families, you know, kids having decorum. Mm-hmm. You know, are they allowed to just do whatever they want because they grow up in a space where they're, I guess, allowed to get away with stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's an interesting conversation, fam. Listening to it again, I found it very interesting that we changed our perspective, it felt like, talking about Riley Curry. Mm-hmm. So I want to, you know, I know you guys will catch that and listen, and I want to hear your thoughts on it. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. You know how to hit us up. KC at blackisonline.com. Twitter at blackisonline. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Find us on the website, blackisonline.com. Hope you guys enjoy the conversation.
Peace, y'all.
While we're talking about criticizing people and their kids, I did make a joke about Aisha Curry. But why don't we just go ahead and finish that conversation?
Change
the
what did Aisha do? What did she do?
Nothing.
None of us are here at the table having said about the NBA.
Here's the thing. We're not going to talk about her tweets. We're going to talk about the cute, adorable, confident Riley Curry. I love Riley Curry, but but the old black man in me, when I see Riley get away with some of the stuff that she does, I want to be like, yo, teach the kid the proper decorum for the forum. Like,
you better rhyme, Tash.
Johnny Cochran
for me,
right now. Spirit is like right
listen,
here.
For me, like, no, for real, it's like Riley would never in the middle of a basketball game run on the court.
You're right about
never. Because she understands it. So when other people are doing their job at a press conference, why is this girl walking
cute.
Around?
Exactly.
Yeah, but she's interrupting. These people want to get home. They're thinking about like, yo, is this over? Let me ask these questions. I got to get home. I want that. I have a plate waiting for me. I mean, it's still a job for these other people. And they're like, well, you know, you shouldn't criticize her. It's like, no, she's making her kid part of the news cycle. The kid is open for criticism and for right now. You know what I mean? Like when news people are covering her kid. Shut the fuck up. Bruh. People gonna have opinion. You should have kept her out if you didn't want an opinion. If you didn't want to have an opinion.
You want to know when this really started.
But I can't say this. I want to say one thing. I do appreciate black parents who let their kids have a lot of freedom. So I am kind of conflicted about it. Because I was like, yo, that's kind of dope. Like, normally we're like, no, you can't do this. You can't do that. I do. But then I'm also thinking, does she get away with it? Is she cute because she's light and she got light eyes? Uh-oh. Like, but if it was someone, if it was Draymond Green's kid who had just as much personality. No, I'm
Blue Bulls kid, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Blue Black.
But would they be as welcoming?
No, they would not.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm just like.
Colorism is real.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, Aisha, just sit the kids away. Like, we don't need to question your parenting. We don't need
to
question the kids.
Anyway.
Nobody needs to be up in there for those interviews.
Right.
Except for the sports star. And it started when Kim Kardashian jumped on the microphone when Reggie Bush won the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Do you remember that?
No, I mean, I thought it was nice when
you don't remember
Iverson
that? No. Kim Kardashian got in the interview when Reggie Bush was getting interviewed, and since then, there has been a barrage of other people and kids and whatever being in the interview.
So pre-Shaq.
There was none of that stuff. There was none of that stuff. They were sitting there.
Well, in terms of Darcy info, Chris Paul has had his son on there for a while, which ended up he got used on the State Farm commercial.
Right,
because he's just little Chris.
That's true. But he was on commercial. He wasn't sitting there on his desk.
No, but he has been on in interviews before.
Oh, really?
The Hornets.
He just don't. He don't. He's probably talked a couple times.
He ain't got as much personality as Riley's got.
He don't like that. He don't speak.
No,
nothing.
Your ass, right?
Don't
you embarrass me?
Daddy talking.
Don't breathe so loud.
And that is the difference. Is that's a little girl.
Little girls test their parents on a different level.
They test their dads.
Well,
they argue with their
mom. No, they test their parents on a different level. I have one.
Like it all.
But I also think. I mean, I think there's also like inherent in your criticism, sort of this idea like that this is behavior that she has an issue with, and I don't think that they see anything wrong with it. I think they think it's cute, and she's
the girl's so cute she'll hijack the press conference.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's not a matter of like her.
Other people are trying to do a job.
I'm saying her parents aren't even trying to stop that.
That's the problem. I'm trying to criticize them as parents right now.
She could be sitting on the floor, and she done.
Or she'll just do. She'll comment.
She'll just be cute.
And she'll move, go under the table, then she'll start making signs.
You
and like,
see her in the
that was funny.
I was like, wow.
The girl's a star. And they've allowed her being a star.
Oh, that
she
was,
did?
Yes.
She did to be the platform.
I think what you have at play is a family that understands the power of celebrity, and they're trying to harness that for themselves as a family. Because Aisha has her own desires as well. We see that based off of what she's done, not only on social media, but with her own platform, the cooking show. So whatever little bit of press they can get to keep the Curry name relevant, if that includes using the kids or letting Riley be Riley, they're doing that. And this has, to me, been the year of Steph Curry. You know, like, the basketball year. You know, it's just, everything has been surrounded around him and so much conversation around him and his family. And so, I mean, shit, if celebrity is what they're going for, it's working. It's working. I really think that's more what's at play.
It's fantasy business.
Yeah.
Same thing with Will Smith, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my kids in the business. Ice Cube. He's like, my son about to make some
and
bread.
And this is third generation. I mean, his dad was
a player.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is the only world he even knows.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's a whole different world.
Yeah. So I think that's one reason why Riley is given the freedom that she's given. Because she does have the personality. She is cute. And it just kind of
always comes back to home.
Yeah. Like, we'll see where Riley is 15 years from now. You know what I mean?
The only problem I see is maybe when, but she may not go to regular school, but my issue, and I really don't care, except for kids are not cooperative anymore. They don't function the way we used to in a group. So when it comes to, when it comes to like participating in class, waiting to raise your hand, those types of just, I'm a part of a group and I need to learn how to work with my other team members. That's the type of behavior that you need if you want to be a productive adult, unless you're so rich that you don't have to. And going back to that whole celebrity thing, if you don't, if you're like, for somebody like North, you know, bless her little heart, I mean, she's so rich. She doesn't have to cooperate with anybody, you know?
Says who? What? No, I don't. I mean,
the reality of the situation is
her dad.
Says her parents.
Right. I mean, she's probably, she might actually be a gorgeously behaved child. I don't know how well behaved Northwest is, but I'm saying her parents are so rich that she's not going to have to cooperate.
And fame whores.
That too. But they're so, but she has access to so much money that she has a built-in safety net that, you know, someone else doesn't, and so they're forced to function in a way or participate in society in a way that that's my only thing with
it's like Michael
but Jackson. I do think Riley Curry's
cute.
I think she's a cute little girl. I appreciate her confidence.
I appreciate the show every time it's on. I'm just saying I recognize she's hijacking somebody's job.
He acting like he wants Joe Jackson to come back around.
I mean, I do think that, like, and there is probably, like, an old black man inside of me, too, a little bit. Because I do not like when I see kids, like, thinking that, like, acting like adults and, like, I don't like, I just, when I see certain, like, adult behaviors, like, it really does get on my nerves. And, like, I see parents now, like, and I mean, obviously, I don't have kids, again, full, like, disclosure and disclaimer, but, like, I've had conversations with people and their kids have come up completely interrupt the conversation. And I'm just like, to me, that's like, no. You wait till the conversation is over, you know? And I don't, I mean, people, I don't think would think that I would have that perspective. They would think I would be like, be free and talk and whatever, but I don't.
Does she sound like a Valley girl?
No. She's like, no, because I'm not into, I don't believe in spanking and all stuff, but I absolutely believe in discipline and I believe in being respectful of adults and being like very specific behavior that I had to do when I was a kid. Like I had to speak to adults and I had to, you know, whatever. And so I do see a huge like drop in that. I don't know what's going on, but I mean, even just like, I don't know.
Well, it's, we're in a time period where I've noticed this as being a parent surrounded by a few other parents. A lot of folks have come, they question the way they were parented. And so now that it's their turn, they're seeking to do something that they feel is different or, you know, in their minds, revolutionary in the way that they parent. I think something that Chris and I talk about, we try to reflect on the way that we were parented and the things that worked well for us, implement those things, and the things that didn't work so well, perhaps they won't work as well with our kids. But I see that too. I'm somebody who has historically said on this mic, and you guys know that, nothing Kim likes less than a misbehaving child. I am somebody who is completely unsympathetic to the parent who has the child that's wilding out in public, to the parent who has the child that's wilding out on the plane. I'm not about that life. And the thing is, I have now a very spunky 18-month-old that is going to be that challenge child for me, but I've already looked her square in the eye and let her know if she wants that war, we can take it there. But like, I just, you know, I feel like parents, I told Eli this the other day. I said, honey, it's probably the most challenging thing for daddy and I to have babies. You know why? When you came here, you didn't hand us a manual. So we didn't know exactly what to do. And we're still figuring it out day to day. You know, so we won't always get it right, but we're going to do the very best we can to set you up to have the best possible life for yourself. And then he gave me a hug and it was great.
Aww.
But it's like, that's
so sweet.
It's just, you know, it's rough. It's rough. And I think,
totally. And I have sympathy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like whatsoever. I know parents have a hard job. Like, 100%.
Yeah, and I know you get that.
It doesn't sound,
I know
you get that entirely. Even with the older 20s, it still is the same battle.
No, yeah. I know.
And I think it all goes back to like trying to undo the things that were not done well to you.
Totally. Right, right. And the things that you wish were different in your relationship with your parent, you're hoping to make sure that you don't recreate that in the situation with your kids.
Right.
Is that just us? Or are we just hyper aware of that? Because didn't some parents, generations before just have kids and figure it out, and they weren't trying to not do what their parent did. Like, if their dad was an alcoholic, then, hey, maybe I'll be an alcoholic. Are we just more self-aware? Are we just more like, kind of like, yo, you know, we're so competitive that we have to be better. But at some point when kids, like, when I think about my grandparents and the age at which they got married and started their family, I don't think the idea of, I don't want to do what my parents did. It was just like, yo, I got to get a job. I got to take care of these kids.
I think we're in a much more privileged time period. And we're also, not creating families in the same way. Like, you think about your grandparents or your great-grandparents, people had 10, 12 children. So you had a much different mindset versus...
It wasn't pulling out. That's what I
did. Right. They was committed to the situation versus, you know, you having your one or two children and trying to create like a microcosm for each one, you know, trying to tailor life specifically for just those two human beings versus like all 12 of y'all need to work together and get it together type situation.
Can I go back to your discipline thing, though? As someone who does not have children, as you said three times,
I know that's the first thing people will say. Well, you don't have kids,
but your opinion is still important.
Okay,
right.
Okay?
So you are against spanking. Am I correct in that? Mm-hmm. How do you discipline a child?
Well, I don't have kids.
If you were, because you said you don't wouldn't spank. If you had kids, you might.
Well,
but I'm asking.
I was raised without being spanked. And there were multiple ways that I was disciplined, outside of, and I mean, also it obviously depends on the child. For me, like, disappointing my parents being upset with me was a punishment to me when I was a kid. Like, that upset me. That was upsetting.
Wait, can we acknowledge that moment? I think that's an effective tool that maybe, and I might be overstretching, that a lot of black parents miss, because the patience threshold, like, I know I've seen my mama disappointed many a times. like you were working on my nerves, and at some point I just got used to disappointing her. But like a real disappointing of my parents, like, oh, they're disappointing me. You have to instill that.
Yeah.
But it also requires patience to know when to use it as a, like,
that's a
tool.
Maturity.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I was going to say, yeah, because that, and it takes an emotional toll on the kid, because as I was conditioned to that, my mom told, as an adult, she was like, it was hard because you guys would be upset and I'd want to be like, oh, I love you. But she was like, but no, I'm here by myself. She was a single mom. I'm here by myself. I got to control these kids. So she had to let us sit in our discomfort and pain, looking down the road.
But what about for the kid that don't care if you're upset? Because he wanted that candy out of the store.
I mean, for me, it's you try until you figure out what works, but I just don't consider spanking an option for me.
So that no matter, that you would go all kind of lengths, and instead of putting four swats on that backside.
I would.
Because, I believe in spanking. I don't believe in abusing kids. I don't believe in punching kids,
totally.
Slapping the head, all that kind of foolishness. And again, we heard this all kind of times. I grew up getting spanked. And I will tell everybody, there's only one spank in my whole life that I didn't deserve. Right? So all the other stuff I was doing, not that I say, oh, I should have been beat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah,
no,
mama
totally.
Beat me because I did that. No. But the spanking, because I didn't get abused per se. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Because to somebody else,
because
it might
be. Some people consider it abuse.
Right.
Some people consider all spanking.
Even getting hit on the butt with a belt, to somebody's like, oh, God, how dare you? You know, stuff like that. Right. I didn't want to get hit with the belt or the slipper or the racetrack or whatever it was. I didn't want that. But I was like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be jumping on the bed and break the bed down.
Right.
Because I'm going to catch that switch of that Hot Wheels or that hanger or not the iron because there was no mama, no. It was none of that.
That's shit.
I think it's like way bigger than that. I think it goes back to the generational maturity, like how we... Our parents and their parents were a lot younger when they had children. True. And they just didn't have the wherewithal to just process their decision making. Because I agree, like I have three daughters, I raised three daughters, and I did not spank two of them. One of them I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that you can effectively raise children without being violent and aggressive with them. Right?
I agree.
It just, it depends on the personality, and it just takes more time and energy.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
But first of all, like, you gotta watch them. You have to not be doing something else, like working three jobs.
Right, right.
To prevent them from doing things that you don't want them to do that you're punishing them for.
And
so it's like, why do I take my kids, I take all three of them to Walmart, they all tired and sleepy and hungry. And then I'm gonna spank them. Like, it doesn't make it. And that's how sometimes we can. So I do think it's possible, but I think it takes a lot of contemplation. And to be quite frank, like, we just don't have that kind of time and energy in this day and age.
I totally.
And back to the point that you were making, I think that we do our children a disservice, and this goes way back to the point that you made about being able to socialize once you reach a certain affluence. Like, so you have your kid, and she's in the public eye. She's so cute and everything, and everybody loves her because she's so cute, and she gets to say what she wants on the camera. That's not healthy.
It's not.
Like, we need to raise our children to have a sense of community and to de-emphasize I and think more we. And how are they going to do that if the camera's always in their face?
Right. Right.
It's not healthy. Exactly. And unfortunately, we don't know that.
It's a celebration.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not healthy.
Right. Yeah, she thinks the world revolves around
exactly.
Her.
Now, how is that developmentally appropriate?
Exactly. They dig me.
Right.
And it makes
sense. Why not?
Is she about six? Is she 6 years old?
I don't even know if she's three.
Wow, that's way too much going on for her.
It's a lot of attention for a 3-year-old.
Yeah, it's not helpful for her. And also getting, like you said, that feedback because of your physical appearance. Like my oldest daughter, you know, I can never forget when she was really pretty when she was young and she had that good hair. So people would be like, oh, look at her hair. Like, and I was like kind of militant when I, you know.
Yeah, to de-emphasize.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
Like, why you talking about her hair?
Yeah.
You know, because it's curly and stuff and, you know, not the kind of curls, you know.
Yeah.
Even the emphasis on the period for girls. It's just so much. Like, it's all about, like, oh, she's so cute. She's da-da-da. Like,
very distracting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen it had the opposite.
Because I didn't know my daughter. I'm just like, I knew my daughter. I knew that for this world, the two biggest things coming out that I was curious of, because I was like, I know she's going to be judged on it, is her complexion and her hair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, for my son, it was like, whatever. He going to make it work, whatever. But for her, I was like, what color, what's her complexion, how her hair going
to
be.
Well, what you have to do as a father is just make sure you let her know how beautiful she is.
Exactly. Oh, I do. That however she came out, it was like, it's whatever. But I'm just like, what? It's just funny. Like, I want to see hindsight where this is going to go. Because I was like, somebody's going to judge her on whatever. Like, it didn't even matter.
Right.
On opposite spectrum. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I've seen it happen. I've seen it where a kid was really beautiful and got a lot of attention. And the parent decided that they didn't want the girl to have that type. So at home, they never emphasized how pretty
somebody who
she was. Yeah. And so she literally did not understand that she was like gorgeous and pretty until like maybe, you know, high school. And she was like, oh, wait, you know, but it affects her confidence because she was never told that she was beautiful, even though it's like even by a European standard, this person would be considered like really pretty.
By the people that mean the most to her.
Her father and her mom never, I mean, they made a, and like even to this day, that person's mom said, yeah, you know, I thought I was making her stronger by emphasizing her intelligence and intellect, but in her spirit, in her spirituality, but you know, you still gotta say, you still need to hear from your dad, you know, like, yeah, you're beautiful. Yeah.
You need, you definitely have to say, because I mean, that's what's valued in society, you know, and so she has to get that also.
If you don't want it to go to your kids, how do you how do you strike a balance if you don't want it to go to your kids' head?
Because
everybody else in the world is being like, everyone else in the world is like, oh my God, your daughter's so beautiful, so gorgeous. Like, all right, we don't want this to become a thing.
Right.
I think you would have to tell them. I think you should let them know. But I think as with that parent, if you see it going, like if you're doing it and then you see it going on, you have to kind of be like, you know, you are, you know, but, you know, you can't, you know, because my son, we're like, hey, you smart. That don't mean you can just do X, Y, Z because of it.
Right.
You know, like,
that's a good example.
You can't, you know, because my kids get told and cute. I'm like, oh, we were like, oh, shit. We had the same thing where everybody's commenting. You're like, hope you don't get big headed. But at some point, I'm going to have to be like, bruh, like, that's great. You should be proud of that. But that doesn't mean you better than this person because you supposedly look better. I don't mean what that means. Nothing.
Right.
No. Basically.
Don't pay no bills.
Well, yeah, like
it can't be like pretty boys. Back up a little bit.
Brad Pitt might disagree.
Like it's a great thing.
He doesn't wash dishes though.
Right. Like you got people who look great who are inside are pieces of crap.
Right.
And I was like, you know, it don't matter.
Right. It's only skin deep.
Yeah.
You gotta have some balance.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. You can message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again. Você sonhava. E eu sempre já fiz.